Pat James, here we are. Thank you for being part of this program.
Not a problem.
What are your earliest memories of growing up in the
West Australia? Oh, well, I grew up in the West Australian wheat belt, which is a fairly harsh climate, if you like, just to a large extent. I had a wonderful childhood. I was perfectly happy in my childhood when I look back. My dad had a truck at the time, and my two brothers and I used to ride around on the back of the truck, which you would not be allowed to do today. Yeah, I had two brothers, and we used to get around. We had farmer friends. We weren't on a farm, but we used to get around the paddocks and do all sorts of wrong things.
Mischief.
Mischief, yeah.
What did you used to get up to after school to keep yourself entertained?
Yeah, we used to pretend, as I say, that we were playing cowboys and Indians mothers and fathers, which weren't quite what they were, what could be interpreted probably today, but we were quite innocent in those days. And, the kids had to do what they were told. We designated who were kids and who was mother and father, you know, and that sort of stuff, yeah. And my brothers used to make little go-kart things with four wheels and a bit of wood between the two and a couple of axles, and we used to take them up on the hill and ride down on them, you know, down the hill. None of that sort of stuff is done today, I don't think, is it?
Not really. Not as much.
No,
but
I don't think so, no. All that innocent sort of stuff, you know, that we used to do. I think you're mostly on your phones and technology today, which we didn't have.
That's like my older brother.
Yeah, I don't have any technology, that's fine.
Do you remember any of your friends back when you played cowboys and Indians?
Yes, there was a June Hands, and there was a John Westlake, and there was a Greta Hobson. Yes, I remember lots of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What shops stand out that you used to frequently
What go shops? To? Yeah. We only had about half a dozen when I was a child in the town that I lived, so it wasn't hard to frequent us. There was the ice cream shop we liked in those days. Well, we still do, but yeah. But and there was a pub, which of course we didn't go to as kids. But there was nothing much else for kids shops to go to in Wildcatcham. Mm. That was the name of the town, Wildcatcham.
What foods were usually or specific to that period?
Yes. Well, basically meat and three veg in those days, because we're coming up to the war years too when I was a child. I was 10 when the war started. And we had always plenty of meat in the wheat belt. We always had plenty of meat. And we had a very good greengrocer who used to, and Mum was always very good at compiling good meals and stuff. So we had nothing fancy, but we had really good nourishing stuff. We didn't have McDonald's and all that. No.
Were there any particular events that you stand out like?
Yes. The most memorable, sadly, is some of the young men that I knew that died through the war, that died because of the war. That's really the most memorable, sad, you know, and I knew these boys, they were older than me, of course, and one of them, just in passing, my mother and father were involved in the repertory club, you know, acting. Dad liked to act and Mum was a pianist. And there's one young man used to come to my mother's place to practice singing. Phil Geese, his name was. And he had a beautiful voice, and he was practicing to go on stage for whatever they were doing on stage. And he was called up to the war, and he never came back. You know, those sort of sad things that you remember.
Are there any more people who stand out as notable characters who should be mentioned?
Notable characters in my... Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, I have to say my dad. My dad was a very good, benevolent man. And, yeah, you don't take too much notice of that sort of thing as a kid, I don't. But just my dad, he was such a good person and such a good character. But World War One, my uncle, my mother's brother, went to that war. He came back very, 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 I believe, very, very, very gassed. You know, in the First World War, they used gas a lot. And he came back from the war from France, very badly gassed, and was, you know, incapacitated for a while with that. And then eventually it just sort of got out of their system. I don't know what happened, but he got to lead a normal life, but he was apparently pretty messed up there for a while.
What kind of games did you play growing up?
There was a game we used to play, What's the Time, Mr. Wolf, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, my dad used to often remark on this. In Wiley, we used to play a game called Platters.
Platters.
My dad was even a bit nonplussed about that all those years ago. And what it was we had bits of wood that we used to stack up like this. Stack up. And we have two teams and a tennis ball. And one team would be the fielders and one team would be the knocker-downers. And when you knock the platters off, then you'd have to, like a bit like cricket, you'd have to make a run. And then the fielders would knock you out with the ball. We used to play it by the hour at school, you know, through playtime. But never heard of it before or since, and Dad didn't know about it. Yeah, platters, interesting.
What did your family enjoy doing together?
Oh, we used to love going on picnics at the weekend in the bush, light a fire, and Mum would make a stew on the Saturday, and on the Sunday we would go out in the bush and Dad would light a fire and we'd heat up our stew in the bush, and we'd collect wood and we'd do all this simple sort of stuff, you know. It was fabulous. It was just fabulous, yeah. That's about all. There was no cinemas to go to. There was nothing like that in Wiley. We just had to make our own fun.
Is there any songs that you remember as a child were really popular songs growing up? And can you remember or even sing a line or two for us?
Oh, no, I can't sing for nuts.
I can't draw, so.
Yes, that's interesting you say that. Phil Gies that I was talking about, that kind of used to come to my mum's to practice singing, you know. The last song I remember him practicing was Red Sails in the Sunset. You won't know that song, no. Red Sails in the Sunset, you know. And I can see him standing in my mother's lounge room, in our lounge room now, Mum playing the piano, and him practicing that song to sing on stage. Yeah, that's very poignant, that, yeah. And then, of course, he didn't come home.
Looking at these two young people here today, can you just have a think about a piece of advice that you can offer them about their future, drawing on your experiences and your wisdom?
Yeah. What's happening in the world today, and particularly that Eurydice Dixon, that thing, you know, that girl that was murdered in. I think we've got to get on to the business of teaching these kids more, what's the word, Chris? More
respect.
Mm?
Respect.
That's the one.
Dignity.
More respect for other people. Absolutely. It's getting worse. And it's all very fine. I was just saying to Helen, it's all very fine saying that it should be done at home, but if it's not being done at home, it's got to be done somewhere. Because it's just getting worse. And, respect other people.